Depending on if he was seriously interested in that. If he's not, if he's just going over there, could be dogging, which is something.
What do you mean, dog?
My father uses that. He got me to start using it. It's just the guy was just looking for sex or something.
If someone's dogging, they're definitely going to bed with the person.
No, they're trying like hell. But they're not definitely getting anywhere.
What is he seriously interested?
Going out. They're going out. Or their parents might say they were dating. None of the kids would say they were dating. The kids would say they were going out. Nobody would say they were courting.
How does courting sound?
Very old style country.
What would if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar? Not that people wear lipstick anymore, but he said he had been.
Kissed by a lousy kisser, I guess.
Any other term you use besides kiss?
Depending on how involved it got. Different degrees.
Do you ever say smooching or busing?
No. No.
And he would be called her?
Boyfriend.
And she'd be his?
Girlfriend. Or his old lady and her old man.
Okay. And when the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, he'd say she
broke up with him.
Okay. And he asked her to marry him, but she
said no or refused.
And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she
broke it up.
And if she didn't break it up, he'd say they went ahead and got
married.
Hmm?
Married.
Any joking ways of saying that?
Hitched.
What about jump the broomstick? You ever heard that?
No.
And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is the
best man.
And who does the bride have?
The bridesmaid.
And a long time ago, if people would get married, other people might come around their house at night and beat on pans and make a lot of noise. You'd call that a...
Like before they got married?
No, after. That night.
You call it a bunch of lousy friends.
Do you ever hear of a chivalry or a serenade or a belling?
No.
And how would you use the words up, down, and over talking about location? Like you could say, last week I saw him, what, Baton Rouge?
He went up to Baton Rouge.
Okay. Would you say I saw him?
Go up to Baton Rouge.
Or would you say I saw him up in Baton Rouge? Or?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What if you're talking about Port Sulphur?
He went down to Port Sulphur.
What would be over?
Anything east or west.
And he said he lives what the street?
Up the street.
Which is up and which is down the street?
Very few distinctions. I don't know. I guess north would be up. But that's... Yeah, that's just... very... It's a very, you just use that expression no matter where you are, you know, up the street, normally with pointing, so it's not really confusable.
Say if there's been trouble at a party, you say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them, they arrested
the whole place.
Okay. Anything else you say?
They brought everybody down.
Okay. What would you call, would you say the whole group or any other term? For a large gathering of people? You call that a
crowd.
Anything else?
No.
Do you ever say kitten kaboom or anything like that?
No.
And you have people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music. You call that a
dance.
Any
maybe.
Any special names for a dance if you have at home?
No.